Come on in. You big feet. Come on. I want to show you how loudly Tess walks down the stairs. Down you go. Down. Off you go. Off you go. Gone. Off you go. Off you go. Good girl. Come back. Come back. Oi! Come on. Here she comes. You big feet. Gone. Down you go. No? Gone. Down you go. Down you go. Down you go. Off you go. Good girl. Off you go. Off you go. She's like, no, mummy, no. She's lying down on the stairs. It's hilarious. Go on, off you go. Go on, off. Good girl. Come back. Come back. Whee! Now my little dog's going to come. Fred, Hodge. Hodge. Oh, tiny. Go on your bed then. Hodge, Frederick. Yeah, Tess is a big foot when it comes. Come on, Hodge. Hodge. Come on. I'm talking to the little one. Oh, she's gone downstairs. She's like, fuck off. So, like, Tess is really big-footed when it comes to walking down the stairs. So, I have sleeping issues. So, when I go downstairs about 2-3 in the morning to go and have a fag, she always comes with me. She won't stay in my room. And she goes for a wee anyway. Let me have a drink. So, like, at night time, I might do a boo one point at night. It's really quiet because everyone's sleeping, no one's talking, the TV's off and all that. And it's, like, double as loud as what she did now. So, you can just hear, like, massive footsteps going down the stairs. She sounds like she's falling, but she isn't. It's just she's walking really fast. And I'm not surprised if she wakes my mum up all the time. She would probably wake me up. And my mum sleeps with her door ajar because she gets a bit claustrophobic for some reason. A bit weird because her bedroom is big anyway, but the door's opened a little bit, so she can probably, like, hear Tess going down the stairs with me, so she probably wakes her up every single time. Big feet.